You're in the grand theme of things. The Logbook.com soundtrack mixtape podcast is back with more selections, all centered around a single theme. A setting, similar plots, maybe something else. Something connects all the music you'll be hearing today. I'm Earl Green. Sit back and relax and enjoy a little bit of free association with music from movies, TV, and games. It's all in the grand theme of things. Space, real and imagined. In the theme of things this week is centered on the theme of music for real and imaginary space missions. All of this music comes from TV shows or movies that involve missions into space. And we're talking about a mission into space as we know it today, where something is launched expressly for the purposes of the movie or show's plot, rather than it being as common as, you know, serving a tour of duty on a destroyer, such as Star Wars, Star Trek, what have you. So, all of the movies and shows whose music we'll be listening to today involve space missions, either real or imaginary. Let's start out with something real. The first selection you're going to hear today is from the movie Gagarin, First in Space. Composer is George Callis. Now, this movie is pretty obscure. And there's a reason for that. It hasn't had an American release yet. And there's a reason for that. The whole movie's in Russian. Let's listen to the trailer.
Летает он хорошо, смело, уверенно. Давайте знакомиться.
Старший лейтенант Гагарин Юрий Алексеевич, 34.
Товарищи офицеры, все вы зачислены в отряд по подготовке космических пилотов.
Товарищ, нам предстоит серьезнейшее испытание.
Такого еще не было на планете Земля.
Я сделаю все. Железно.
Yeah, not getting much out of that, are you? Sorry. Callis was born in Cyprus. He scored Highlander The Source, Joy Division, Inside the Gangster's Code, and an autism documentary called The Red Kite Project. He's also licensed music to UFC and America's Most Wanted. The album was released by Video Music Incorporated. It is also available for download on Amazon. Gagarin First in Space is due for an English language release at some point in 2014. Whether this means it's going to be dubbed or subtitled, I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. But the music speaks a language all its own, and it's probably the most cinematic thing in today's selection. So let's kick off In the Theme of Things with music from Gagarin First in Space, composed by George Callis.
Thank you.
Those were selections from Gagarin First in Space by George Callis. We're now going to swing from the factual to the fictional. Movie whose soundtrack we will be listening to excerpts from in a few moments is Europa Report. Was released in 2013. The composer is Bear McCreary, who probably needs no introduction. McCreary has done the music for The Walking Dead, the new version of Battlestar Galactica, which was really his breakout hit, if you can say a movie composer has a breakout hit. But really, for McCreary, Battlestar Galactica was a legitimate breakout hit. He went from being unknown to having a legion of fans who interact with him almost daily on his blog. So he's as close to a superstar composer as you can get. Anyway, here's some music from Europa Report. The composer is Bear McCreary. The album is released by McCreary's own label, Sparks and Shadows. You can also download it on Amazon. That music was from Europa Report, 2013 movie, soundtrack composed by Bear McCreary. Now, Europa has become something of the new Mars. It's the hip happening place to talk about there possibly being life in the solar system. It's a moon of Jupiter whose icy surface may have an ocean or an ocean of slush underneath it. We really don't know. There are a lot of proposals floating around to send a robot there to investigate, and curiously, it seems that NASA is coming up short on money because we're more worried about trying to put men on asteroids or something like that. Anyway, you can download Europa Report from Amazon. You can get either the movie or the soundtrack or both there. The CD is available also through Amazon through the Sparks and Shadows label. Coming up next, we've got a real rarity for you. I'm going to try to play a little bit coy and tell you that this movie, which is not a recent movie, it's actually a few decades old. It also involves a mission to the vicinity of Jupiter. Let's see if you can listen to it and figure out which movie this is. Thank you. Those were selections from 2010, the year we make contact. The composer is David Shire, who did the music for The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, Return to Oz, All the President's Men, Zodiac, Short Circuit, and Saturday Night Fever. Guy was actually fairly prolific in the 70s and 80s. In 2010, it was one of those things that was either going to flop or fly in grand fashion, because nobody really, I don't think anybody really knew how to follow up on 2001. And even Hollywood wasn't sure, because Arthur C. Clarke presented them with a ready-made book to base the script on, only they went and changed most of it. The soundtrack album for 2010, The Year We Make Contact, was originally released by MCA. It is long out of print. You could go looking for it on the secondary market. You might have to skip a house payment to get it. The only thing standing between the 2010 soundtrack and a full re-release on one of the specialty soundtrack labels is just the mere fact of ownership. 2010 was released by MGM in 1984. MGM, of course, has changed hands a few times, and they're probably just not in a position to start the wholesale mining of the studios' music vaults the way that Paramount and Warner Brothers have been in recent years. Maybe it'll get a re-release down the road. We'll see. That's all for now. In the grand theme of things, we'll be back next week with more movie, TV, and game music connected by a common theme. Just a reminder, all of the music you've heard is copyrighted by the respective composers, labels, and studios. Visit www.thelogbook.com/music/podcast for a listing of what you heard in this installment and links to purchase your own copies. Due to restrictions on file size and storage, what you've heard today was presented at a fairly low audio quality. By purchasing the commercially available CDs or downloads, you can hear it even better. I strongly encourage you to support the labels that are taking the time and expense to remaster and reissue classic soundtrack music. They're making music available to which longtime movie and TV music fans have never dreamed of having access, and I hope you'll join me in supporting them. In the Grand Theme of Things is written, produced, and hosted by Earl Green.